And as I said earlier, Pope Francis was also asked about presidential candidate Donald Trump, specifically about Trump's plan to build a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. The Pope was critical of that idea, and his answer implied that Trump, quote, is not Christian, unquote. Trump himself wasted no time condemning the Pope for those comments, and NPR's Scott Detrow joins us to sort this all out. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Robert.
What exactly did the Pope say?
So here's the full translated quote. A person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not building bridges is not Christian. This is not in the gospel. Now, Pope Francis did not mention Donald Trump by name, and he said he's not going to get involved in telling Americans how to vote. But it's clear from the context and the question that was posed to Pope Francis, this was all about Donald Trump.
And tell us what Donald Trump had to say about that.
He was pretty forceful. Within an hour of the Pope's comments going out across the internet and taking over Twitter, it seemed, Donald Trump blasted Pope Francis. He put out a statement which he read during a South Carolina campaign stop.
If and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, which, as everyone knows, is ISIS's ultimate trophy, I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president.
Now, Trump also said that Mexico basically put Francis up to criticizing him. Trump has been working hard to court evangelical Christian voters in early primary states like South Carolina. Of course, that's a different end of the Christian political spectrum, especially given how much liberal Catholics have really been drawn to Pope Francis. But Trump has never backed down when people criticize him. And in fact, we've seen him almost trolling the Vatican this afternoon on Twitter, retweeting pictures of the wall that does surround Vatican City.
Mm-hmm. Immigration is a core issue for Trump and his supporters. It's also a priority for the Pope. So it's really not all that surprising that they clashed over it.
That's right. This is something both of them feel very strongly about. The issue is at the heart of Donald Trump's campaign, to a point that it's almost a call and response at Trump rallies. Trump will ask the crowd who's going to pay for the wall, and the crowd responds, Mexico. So this is something Trump's been talking about since day one. But Pope Francis has also spent a lot of time talking about immigration, both here in the United States and also in Europe when it comes to the Syrian refugee crisis. Pope Francis, of course, the first Latin American pontiff, he was coming back from a visit to Mexico where he made a point of highlighting immigration. Mm-hmm. In fact, earlier this week, Pope Francis visited the U.S.-Mexico border right across from El Paso and celebrated Mass there. And he called immigration a humanitarian crisis and said that immigrants crossing into the U.S. are persecuted and threatened. So again, this is a personal issue for the Pope. He understands symbolism. He understands the political implications when he gets into things like this. And in fact, he had publicly thought about when he came to the U.S. in September. He told reporters that he had thought about entering the U.S. through the Mexican border in order to make a point about immigration.
Donald Trump, who has made a lot of enemies, I think one could say, during this campaign, or at least insulted quite a few people, the head of the Roman Catholic Church would seem to be the highest-ranking target of his ire.
I think so. He's feuded with other candidates. He's feuded with reporters, with TV networks, and now Pope Francis.
Okay, that's NPR's Scott Detrow. Thanks, Scott.
Anytime.